If you would like a free newsletter on this or other subjects, just give us a call at Christian Answers. The phone number is area code 512-218-8022. That's 512-218-8022. Or you could email us at cdebater@aol.com. That's cdebater@aol.com. Thank you.
You're about to hear a debate between world-famous Madeline Murray O'Hare, the famous atheist, and Walter Martin, founder of the Christian Research Institute and author of the classic book, The Kingdom of the Cults. They will be debating on the subject of the historicity of Jesus.
Let's take one question, please.
Well, it's not about religion. It's about history, the history of Jesus. Did he have any, did Mary and Joseph have any other children besides Jesus?
Reverend Martin, will you answer that question, please?
According to the New Testament record, yes, they had other children.
Did his brothers or sisters follow him in this new religion?
One of his brothers did, James.
Did he mean to start a new religion?
There's a question about that.
One of his brothers, James, did, and wrote the Epistle of James.
Don't say this so positively. You're not sure. Nobody knows
Mrs. Murray, would you kindly at least admit one thing? That you know nothing about the Bible.
You make very positive statements, Reverend Martin, constantly.
Well, I'm going to, because you make them.
But these statements are just your opinion, and your opinion only. They are not based in historic fact. They're not based in biblical fact.
How do you know? How do you know?
Based in any other fact.
How do you know they're not based in biblical fact?
Yeah, that's what I was going to ask.
They are.
Are they in the Bible?
And you are so ignorant of the Bible, it's pitiful. You go around making it. Wait a minute. Wait a minute. That's no opinion. I could give you a quiz right now for a first-year Sunday school kid, and you couldn't pass it. You don't know beans about the Bible. You sit here and pretend to be an authority on religion. Your religious background is virtually nil. Now, don't play something you're not.
Are you finished?
I'm not finished with this. When you talk law, wait.
You don't know whether or not these alleged brothers and sisters ever wrote this.
When you talk law, Mrs. Murray, when you talk philosophy, when you talk your atheism, and you talk separation of church and state, that's your forte. You're welcome to it. When you get into the field,
decent of you.
Thanks. But when you get into religion, you are so ignorant, it's pitiful. You lecture on...
Because I don't accept your interpretation
of
the Bible. You
factually.
Can have this knowledge,
all right, factually.
Believe me, because
wait a
it's useless
wait a minute.
To
factually.
You and everybody else.
Factually, your knowledge of religion is ridiculous. I made a statement a moment ago. I said, very quietly, James, our Lord's eldest brother, believed in him.
His oldest brother, brother?
Just a moment. Pardon. His eldest
brother. You mean
one
he's
of the,
older than,
no,
than
wait a
Jesus?
Minute. No, wait a second.
James, I thought you know that Jesus...
James the Elder, he's called. Will you let me finish? As he's called in the New Testament. Believe.
Incidentally, were they Immaculate Conception?
Would you let me finish?
Or did Joseph have a part in that?
Madam, do you permit courtesy?
Joseph.
Thank you. You made a statement, a clear statement. You said, you don't, nobody knows, it's not even a matter of biblical fact. The tape will bear this out. Now, how would you know it's a matter
Boy,
of biblical fact?
Are you hung up on these tapes?
It's not a matter of biblical fact.
You rent them and go home and listen to them all the time to hear your voice?
Wait a minute. No, to hear yours. This is the point. You do not know whether the New Testament makes the statement or not. But you say,
number
now listen,
one,
wait,
there
wait,
is
wait,
no
wait,
such
wait,
a thing
wait,
as four authentic
wait,
books of
wait,
the New Testament.
Wait,
number
wait.
Two, nobody knows who wrote them. Nobody knows when they were written. Nobody knows what they refer to. John is so wild, it's fantastic. Nobody
Mrs.
knows
Murray,
where the Q
Mrs.
source
Murray,
is. Nobody, you don't know
Mrs.
a
Murray,
thing about
Mrs. Murray,
this Bible.
Since you are such
it's
an expert.
It's a conglomeration
wait a
of rubbish.
Since you're such an expert.
And you're an expert on rubbish.
Just a moment. Would you tell me what the Q source is?
Who knows?
You don't.
Who knows what, Kelly?
You don't.
Who knows this?
You don't know. I do.
No, you do not. You know a couple theories about it that have been advanced.
You're not
going to
get off the hook on this.
A certain religious,
you, John, you're
going to
stick with this point
scholars.
If you're honest.
No.
She made a statement. It's not biblical. If it's in the Bible, it's
no,
biblical.
If it's in the Bible, it is biblical. You may disagree with it.
No,
wait a minute.
No,
you
no.
May
no.
No, you can disagree with it. But if it's in the Bible,
it's biblical.
We are right now, no, for instance, we are right now having a tremendous argument with the biblical scholars. as, for some people, the argument is settled. Whether or not Mary was a virgin, or whether this is to be transcribed as a girl who is a young girl.
All right,
you're
changing the point.
No, I am not changing the point.
Sure you are.
The word Mary the Virgin, this is in the Bible, and this is biblical. Is it biblical that she is an actual physical virgin with a hymen which has not been ruptured, or is it biblical that she is a young girl? What is it? And this is what I'm talking about. You don't know.
Do you want an answer?
No, well, let's hear his answer.
Give me any kind of answer.
The biblical answer is that she was undefiled, which means that the hymen was intact and the Christ was conceived by the Holy Spirit without human agency. That's the meaning of the word parthenos in the New Testament. Of course, words don't mean much to you.
How come none of the New Testament scholars who are translating at this time are interested in accepting your interpretation of the word?
You know why? I'll give you the answer. They admit the word parthenos means that, but they say, we don't accept the record just as you don't accept it. But they admit the word means that.
And all of these people are wrong. The only person who is right is you and Mary Anaheim.
No, the only person who is right, is the text. That's all.
I just want you to get that point.
You don't even have any idea whether that text is corrupted or not.
I want you to realize that you are ignorant of Scripture.
Scripture and your interpretation,
virtually,
I admit my ignorance.
Madam, you are ignorant of all Scripture.
You
let me assure you of that.
That's always the New Testament according to St. Martin, all the time.
What about according to the people that wrote it?
You can't speak for them.
Well, I'm quoting the text.
You cannot speak for them. First off, you don't even know whether that text is accurate.
Well, and then you keep
quoting Greek when we're dealing with
one,
Jews.
I quoted one word. Well, that shows...
It means that there was at least a minimum of one translation.
Mrs. Murray.
From the Jewish...
Mrs. Murray.
Of that particular era.
Mrs. Murray, since we're now on the subject of texts, what was the New Testament written in? What was the language?
I would be delighted to find out.
Do you have any idea?
No. And this New Testament
Greek.
That you have... Oh, and this was written the first year after J.C.
Madam, you know what we have? Now, you see again what I'm talking about? Jesus Christ happens to be sacred.
Just a moment. The faintest idea of what that first text was, because it's never been uncovered.
Yes, ma'am.
You've never found
we
the
have a
first
source. Century fragment, which by radiocarbon dating has been proven to be a first century
first
document.
First century fragment.
Right. Of the Gospel of John.
Yeah. How much of a fragment?
I don't know. I haven't measured the thing, but I know it's got words in it that correspond perfectly to John's copy that we have now. But listen.
Written in his own
when
hand.
You refer,
in Greek.
When you refer... In Greek.
Hello?
When you
Brother
refer to Jesus Christ...
Relax. Stay on, lady.
When you refer to Jesus Christ as J.C., this is what I don't understand. Here you are, a sinful woman... Who has never contributed anything to the history of the world except the boast that you have taken prayer and the Bible out of the public schools.
Saved all those
and in the
from
name,
having that on
and
their
in
ears.
The name of Jesus Christ, more universities, more hospitals, more schools, more colleges, more works of charity
more
and love
murdered
have
in
been
the
done.
Entire era of history,
have been done
in the history of Christianity,
in the history of the world,
any other time
what,
in the world.
Mrs. Murray, are you contributing?
I'm contributing, I hope, some reason.
We have a person on the phone.
Would you compare yourself, of course, to our Lord favorably?
I wouldn't even let him lick my boots. Jesus Christ has not influenced the total world because Christianity has a very small hold on a very small part of the total world population, and it always has. It's been extremely localized in Europe and then over to the United States. And there's a kind of a funny version of it down in South America, which has to do more with their own pagan religions down there than it has to do with the so-called Christianity, because there are overlaps in that culture. So actually, I don't think that in the history of the world he has had as much an impact as Confucius or as Buddha or as many of the other figures of this kind. He is particularly known to us in our culture because we stress him. But go to many other parts of the world, and he's completely unknown, has been.
John, can I say something here?
Yes, we only have a few minutes left. I'd like to get another caller to him.
Mrs. Murray has been telling us all night that Jesus Christ does not exist historically, and I asked her a few moments ago if she would favorably compare herself to our Lord. Her reply was that she wouldn't let him lick her boots.
That's true.
I would like to figure out how...
You want to say it again because you listen to the tape. I'll say it again for you.
No, I would like to know how you account for the fact that you wouldn't let him lick your boots if he didn't exist.
Here we are back to your facetious arguments again, which have no substance. I am talking about the figment of your imagination, which you have created, and I'm talking about you as being the generic Christian. Many of the characters.
You know,
do you think
Jesus
that I would
live.
Do you think that I would trade Madame Curie for Ruth? Do you think that Jesus Christ or Moses, let's take Moses, do you think that Moses could come anywhere near Albert Einstein?
Yes.
Do you suppose that
and
Jesus
you're alienating
Christ
the Jews now.
Has done as much for humanity as Thomas Alva Edison?
Yeah, of course.
Oh, go
of course.
Did you want to briefly comment?
Yes, I just want to ask Mrs. Murray. A moment ago, she lists a string of names and religious characters and makes a comparison. I would like to ask her something. You don't think that Jesus Christ existed, and you don't think that his religion...
Even his storybook existence,
okay.
Which
right.
is what
even,
I'm comparing these
all right.
people to.
But yet a moment ago, unhesitatingly and unblushingly, you affirm for us the historicity of Confucius, about whom we have even less data than Jesus Christ. How do you account for this?
Now, this is your opinion. Again, and here now you are an expert on Chinese
no,
history.
No, ma'am, I am an expert on comparative religion.
You're an expert
quote
on
me the
physics.
Sources. No, I'm
and
not.
You're an expert on
no.
Chinese history.
No, no.
And you're an expert
comparative
on
religion.
I didn't bring. You noticed that
you said Confucius.
Now I want to tell. Let me tell you
no,
something.
No, you said Confucius.
You keep quiet.
Tell me how you know he exists. I will keep quiet.
You have
you
with you a gentleman
me.
Tonight who has brought
no,
along
no,
a
no,
suitcase
no.
full of
tell
books
me
so that you can quote them.
I haven't.
You know what I brought along? I brought along nothing. I'm perfectly
I agree
willing.
To that 100%.
I am perfectly
nothing.
Willing for you to send me a letter down in dear old Austin, Texas, and I will send you the historic proof for Confucius. I didn't bring it with me tonight. I'm not concerned about that.
No, just one moment.
I don't have to
you
stand
don't know
to prove
anything
him.
About it.
Here
you
got
to go back to Austin to look it up.
You are also an expert on education of Madeline Murray.
No. I'm an expert on one thing. Madeline Murray.
On St. Martin's
Murray,
version of the Holy
now,
Bible.
Madeline Murray, with her Society of Separationists, makes statements and gets a lot of publicity on the idea
you
that
hate
she...
You hate that, don't you?
No, I don't. I think
you just
a,
love that
I think you have a right.
Them.
I think you have a right to do it as an American. But you know what is objected to? It's objected to the vindictive and the malicious manner in which you attack all religion and clergymen
look
and
here.
Then proceed to try and make
no,
it look
no.
as if you're a martyr. That's what
let
everybody's
me take another
tired
call
of.
And we have a chance
you're
for
a novelty, and you're going to wear off, and very soon.
Well, I hope you enjoyed that radio debate from 1968 out of New York City between Walter Martin and Madeline Murray O'Hare. When it comes to the historicity of Jesus, now that we're living in the internet age, one can easily go to the internet to access information concerning this issue. We've done so and have gone to Wikipedia, the free encyclopedia on the internet, and Wikipedia says the historicity of Jesus concerns how much of what is written about Jesus of Nazareth is historically reliable. The historicity of Jesus covers a spectrum of ideas that range from, quote, the Gospels are inerrant descriptions of the life of Jesus, end quote, to, quote, the Gospels provide no historical information about Jesus' life, including his very existence, end quote. The majority of biblical scholars who study early Christianity believe that the Gospels do contain some reliable information about Jesus, agreeing that Jesus was a Jew who was regarded as a teacher and healer, that he was baptized by John the Baptist, and was crucified in Jerusalem on the orders of the Roman prefect of Judea, Pontius Pilate, on the charge of sedition against the Roman Empire. According to tradition, Christian church teaching, the Gospel of John and Matthew were written by eyewitnesses. However, a majority of modern critical biblical scholars no longer believe this is the case. Material which refers to Jesus includes the books of the New Testament, statements from the early church fathers, hypothetical sources, which many biblical scholars argue lie behind the New Testament, brief references and histories produced decades or centuries later by pagan and Jewish sources, such as Josephus, Gnostic, and other apocryphal documents and early Christian creeds. Many scholars believe not everything contained in the Gospels to be historically reliable, and elements whose historical authenticity is disputed include the two accounts of the nativity of Jesus, as well as the resurrection and certain details about the crucifixion. Now, what I've just read to you is straight from Wikipedia, which, of course, is not a Christian-biased encyclopedia. But what is interesting, if you look at their material on the historicity of Jesus, they go into a lot of detail in this particular article as you go down into it about Jesus as a historical person. It gets into Greco-Roman pagan sources that have references to Jesus, such as Pliny the Younger, Tacitus, Suetonius. They bring up Jewish sources, such as the Talmud, and of course the Babylonian Talmud of the Jews, particularly of the Orthodox Jews, is very interesting because the Jews who believed Jesus to be a false prophet, if Jesus never existed, never would have said the things that they say in their Talmud. The Talmud makes reference to Jesus as a bastard, and his mother Mary was a whore. These references are available. Anyone that wants these can contact our ministry to find out more about where specifically in the Talmud they can be found, because we have the exact references. The Jewish Talmud says Jesus practiced sorcery and caused apostasy. Jesus was a fool. Jesus was stoned, burned, decapitated, and strangled in his death. Jesus worshipped a brick. Jesus is now in hell, languishing in boiling semen. It was necessary to kill Jesus because he was, quote, one of the three worst enemies of Judaism, end quote, because he was a false prophet and deceiver. Wikipedia also mentions the Dead Sea Scrolls as a reference for the existence of Jesus, the Pauline epistles, the gospel records, the Acts of the Apostles, ancient Christian creeds, New Testament apocrypha, Gnostic texts, early church fathers, and so forth. These are all available to anyone who desires to research this for themselves over the internet. In conclusion, I, Larry Wessels, director of Christian Answers, would simply like to say the historical data is more than convincing to prove to anybody that Jesus actually existed and was a real man who actually walked the earth, despite what Madeline Murray O'Hara would say. And of course, she always says, no one knows anything. Well, one thing's for sure, she was right about herself in this regard. I would like to say that Jesus Christ presents an enormous problem for the atheist. Atheists have tried to dissolve the problem by contesting the fact that Jesus ever existed. Quite apart from the mass of data in the Bible, at least 19 celebrated authors in the first and second centuries who shared unbeliever Bertrand Russell's atheism but were somewhat better placed to comment record more than 100 facts about Jesus. These give details of his birth, life, teaching, and death, all without the slightest hint that he was not a real historical person. These writers include the distinguished Jewish historian Flavius Josephus, Suetonius, official historian of the Roman imperial house, Cornelius Tacitus, another eminent historian who was also governor of Asia, and Pliny the Younger, a Roman proconsul in Bithynia in Asia Minor, and, quote, one of the world's great letter writers whose letters have attained the status of literary classics, end quote. Besides hundreds of fulfilled Bible prophecies concerning Jesus, archaeological and historical evidence for Jesus, the gospel writers paint a picture of somebody who is eminently sane, balanced, and reliable. In the end, Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man comes to the Father except by me. Whether atheists want to claim that he doesn't exist or not, the fact remains he is there and must be dealt with.
Check out our websites, BibleQuery.org. This site answers 7,700 Bible questions. HistoryCart.com. This site reveals early church history and doctrine, proving Roman Catholicism is not historically or doctrinally viable. MuslimHope.com. This site is a classic refutation of Islam, a counterfeit religion created by Muhammad. Free newsletters are also available.